on 18th January, Avyakt Bap Dada always reminds us that especially this day, Baba takes a tour of all the centers. And so today also, the feeling was very much that Baba's watching everything we're doing, and not just a detached observer, but a loving, compassionate observer. One who's interested in everything we do, one who wants to support us, encourage us, empower us, and help us reach our final stage of perfection. And so, Baba's going to be busy all day, but in the subtle region, there's no limitation of time. And so, right starting from Japan, all the way through to Hawaii, Baba's going to be receiving pork. Baba's going to be seeing the children come together. And so truly, a day of great love from Baba, but also a day of great appreciation for the family. You are known by the work that you've done. And yes, Shiv Baba is the supreme. But Baba often reminds us that without Shiv Baba, without Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba also wouldn't have been able to do anything. And so we see the creation that Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba have created across the world, also in Bharat, but also here. There's a great deal of appreciation of how much Baba has done to create this gathering, this powerful family of Shaktis and Pandavas. And so, just a lot of appreciation of the renunciation of Brahma Baba, the tapasya of Brahma Baba, but also the service of Brahma Baba. Maybe the biggest renunciation is when you've been given a lot of respect and then suddenly, through no fault of your own, that respect is not just withdrawn, but it actually becomes a lot of defamation. And so Brahma Baba had this greatest renunciation, the renunciation of the respect of the whole community, renunciation of the respect of the people in his family who didn't recognize what was happening. But the pioneer, the revolutionary, just carried on. Shiv Baba was guiding him, and there's a very lovely booklet he'll receive today, and it's the dialogue of God and Arjuna. But yes, Brahma Baba having many questions, but there was nobody here who could answer those questions. And so Shiv Baba had to be the one constantly guiding, mentoring, explaining, supporting Brahma Baba. When Baba left, Shiv Baba used the term, "This was my most beloved child, Murbi child, the one who was absolutely next to me." And so we see how Shiv Baba made Brahma Baba Bap Saman completely, but also we see how Brahma Baba then made the whole family move on that same journey to become Bap Saman also. In Sakar Muralis, we used to hear the expression Ap Saman. Baba never used the term Bap Saman, it was usually Ap Saman. And then with the Avyakt Muralis, Baba raised the bar and said, "No, it's not enough just to be Ap Saman. You don't want others to carry your weaknesses also. It has to be Bap Saman." And so the Avyakt Muralis are the training for us to be Bap Saman. but also truly the master ocean of knowledge. Brahma Baba didn't hear a single Avyakt Murali, but he became Karmatit 56 years ago without that. And the Avyakt Muralis are actually telling us the steps that Brahma Baba churned and understood and imbibed to reach the stage that he did. And so Sakar Muralis contain the whole story of the Gita. The Sakar Muralis give us all the explanations, and then the Avyakt Muralis tell us how Brahma Baba applied these teachings in his life to become Karmatit. And so today, especially, very sweet appreciation of the one who's created the beautiful creation we see across the world today.